Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
You know, he's quietly had a nice year.
Quietly had a nice year. I don't know. Well,
Chase Young.
Has he?
Yeah, he's got his batting average up to 251 on the season. He was at 200 forever. He's been on a tear. His OPS is over 800 now. It's 806. 27 doubles this year, 16 homers, and 73 RBIs. In 410 at-bats. It's a nice season for him.
Good.
Maybe a chance to compete for a job again next spring training.
Maybe they can trade him for an edge rusher. 248-539-9797.
Nice.
Pete Prisco. Always is the first to get his predictions in for the coming weekend. Mm-hmm. Lions in Baltimore Monday night. Quote, "This will be fun as both teams can score. The Lions scored 52 last week while the Ravens scored 41. I don't think either team will come close to those numbers, but they will get into the 30s. Look for the Ravens at home to win in a fun shootout. Ravens 37, Lions 30. As I said, this is one of the more losable games, if not the most losable game on the remainder of the schedule. But it is a chance to show the difference between week one and week three. Show the difference between what happened in Green Bay and what happens this time out against another team that is in that pool of Super Bowl contenders. 248-539-9797. John in Dearborn is on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
You know what? I'm 70 years old. I've lived through 0-16. I've lived through Russ Thomas. I've lived through, you know, Barry Sanders walking. I'm pulling for the Lions. However, in the back of your mind, my daughter laughs at me for when I've said in the past with the Lions, you know, the Lions have grasped defeat from the jaws of victory. And, you know, I was loving last year, then the rug gets pulled out from you. You know, go Lions. But, you know, here, especially people my age, the guy that just called in that's 60, he's lived through this stuff. You know, I hope it changes. I remember when the Red Wings, you know, ended the 45-year drought from
John, let's be clear here. We all know their history. Do you think they have no shot?
Oh, I think they have a great shot. But then, you know, I'd like, you know, I hope to God they could take that final step.
Yes. So let's be clear here about this conversation. This conversation started with a "they don't have a shot" call. Okay. What's added to it is they're never going to win it all because they're the Lions. If you think they don't have a shot to win the Super Bowl, I would say that is absurd. And if you think they'll never win because of they're the Lions, I mean, there's really no counter argument to that. Your belief is that the organization, something inherent about this organization, makes it impossible for them to be the last team standing. If that's your belief, I don't know that that's deep-seated in logic other than I've just never seen it. Because the Cubs won a World Series. The Red Sox won a World Series. The Red Wings won a Stanley Cup.
The Rangers won a Stanley
Cup. Yeah, these teams that go... You know who was a laughing stock for like their entire existence until they turned into a juggernaut and really have been a factor ever since? It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. When the Steelers won it all, I was a kid the first time, and I remember them going, so happy for the Rooney family. They've owned him forever, and everybody said this team with this organization could never do it. And the Steelers have been a factor pretty much my entire life. They just about always have a credible football organization. Streaks come to an end. This is the best shot they've ever had. And I mean, do we feel like ownership gets in the way now?
I would think we don't.
Yeah. I think that was the problem with ownership before was William Clay Ford left people in position way too long. Way too long. And it feels like the organization's moved beyond that, but 248-539-9797. Mark is next on 97.1. Hi, Mark.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm a long-time listener, multiple-time caller. I just wanted to say that I feel like you remember last year around this time what your guys' conversations were like, and it was all about all the bandwagon fans coming on at the last minute. Do we allow these bandwagon fans to come on at the last minute? We were so joyous, we just said, yeah, screw it. Let them all come. I'm a 34-year-old, been living in Michigan my whole life. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. We go back and forth to Pittsburgh to watch the Steelers versus the Lions whenever they play. I plan on being there in week, I think it's 10 this year, when we finally play here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I love this team. I love what they look like now versus what they look like when Stafford was the man. It's totally different. Brad Holmes has done a wonderful job. But look, this is the NFL. It's any given Sunday. Anybody can win. I think people want to translate college rules and Alabama dominating over to the NFL. That don't work in the NFL. I think we have to take a step back, look at what this team is, look at what the talent we have here. We are beautiful. We are set in the top 10 right now, if you really think about it. So, I don't know. I just don't want us to get all down and feel all bad like we back to the same old Lions. We're not.
Appreciate the phone call, Mark. Look, I don't know. The beginning of your call when you said we were debating whether or not to let people quote back on the bandwagon, fans can do whatever they want. I don't know that we ever, and I'm not sure you heard us have that debate, because I don't think we think of ourselves as gatekeepers of who can be a fan and who
can't. Not at all, not even a little.
Or how you're supposed to act. We just, fans have every right to feel their emotions and ride the thing. I just bristle at that they don't have a shot or they'll never win because of the Lions calls, because I think they're both absurd. But
why bother even participate?
I don't know why you would, but there are people that are quote unquote Lions free yet listening to the discussion about the Lions.
I'm always curious as to why those people even call in or text in. If you don't care, then why are you showing you care? Mm-hmm. If you're not going to have an opinion about the team until all is said and done, or you're not going to agree to the good or agree to whatever until it's all done, why are you calling in now?
Steven and Troy, you're next on 97.1. Hi, Steven.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
I'm not in Troy, but anyways, listen, apparently, I'm kind of amused because I'm listening to a lot of the older guys calling in. Apparently, you guys have like a geriatric call-in thing going right now, so I just want to say I'm 71 years old, right? So I got them beat. I've lived through the riots. I've lived through the Vietnam War.
What's the point?
The point is this. It's just sports, dudes. Relax, take a breath, enjoy it. Enjoy the ride, right? You know, the Lions are winning, which is a really cool thing. Just enjoy it. If they win it all, that'd be great. Otherwise, just chill out.
I'm okay with you have an opinion on whether or not they'll do it or why they won't do it. I think saying they have no shot is ridiculous, and I think saying that they can't do it because they're the Lions is also a little bit ridiculous. But hey,
They have the talent. They have a lot of the components to it. But to win a championship, it takes a lot more than just talent and dedication. It takes a little bit of luck too. So.
Seriously, Stephen, I
agree.
There's no question. It does take a bit of luck. It probably starts with staying healthy. But then there's that right call at that right time, a ball bouncing your way. It's the unpredictability. It does take a bit of luck.
Yeah, sure it does.
248-539-9797. Bernard, you're next. Hi, Bernard.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
How you doing, Bernard? Sir?
I had something go down on Sunday that kind of put things in perspective for me. I flew in Sunday morning from Louisville on a red eye, met my 14-year-old son who caught the bus from Ann Arbor. Tradition, he and I always go to the home opener, longtime season ticket holder. And on the way into the stadium, the guy at the turnstile was having trouble with the turnstile thing. And so he dislodged it right into my clock weights, and I'm walking into the stadium, and I get, and it wasn't a glancing blow, fellas. It was pretty hard.
It was a direct hit.
And I look at him, and a direct hit. And I look at him, and I said, I'm used to getting kicked in the nuts before I leave the stadium, not
before you even get
way,
in.
Not on my way in. Yeah. But I still went in, fellas. And in years past, I might have taken it as a sign, and I might have handed my ticket to somebody else and said, you know what, just go in.
Today, yeah.
I went in, guys, because this team's different, and there's going to be ups and downs, and we're gonna get a direct hit to the nuts every now and then. But because we have faith in this organization, the way things have, in the direction it's going in, we're gonna persevere. We're going to still go in, and I'm glad I did. I got to experience that, that win on Sunday, and it changed my perspective for the season. So
great to hear it, and I hope the swelling's down.
Yeah, that's great. 248-539-9797. All right, Dan Campbell. How different did the interior of the offensive line look from week one to week two, and how big was that game for new OC John Morton? Hear what he had to say. Coming up starting at 12:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.